Lee David, a World Series of Poker for Calvin Aramu with Dan Fleischman. Dan, how are you doing?
Just happy to be here.
Did you play in the one drop?
No, I didn't play. I'm just riding the horses.
Ah, I'm surprised at that. I thought you would have been someone who would have been in it.
Yeah, I was obviously planning on playing, but I had two conventions back to back. I just did a 4-day convention for my tech company, and we're doing another one this weekend. So if I can't have my head into it, and it just wouldn't work out for me. So
you seem to be somebody who is more of an entrepreneur than a poker player. What have you got your fingers into these days?
So I'm the director of gaming for a large company. It's the number one online ad network in the world. So we help gaming companies with their traffic. And then I hire and train for a company called MoPro. We just raised $21 million and hired 170 people, and I'm training them how to sell at these conventions. And it's been going so well that I keep hiring every single week, so I've only got to play 2 poker events this summer, and it's kind of frustrating. But I like business a lot more. Poker's a passion for the long run, but there's some business things I want to get done in my life before I can play poker all the time.
So you see poker as your relaxing retirement vehicle at some point in life?
Yeah, poker's always kind of been my thing, where I play like 8 to 12 events a year, and I'll play cash games in certain towns, certain cities when I can, private games. But poker to me is kind of like my vacation, yeah. It's my only time I really turn off.
Do you miss it? I was talking to Neil Channing earlier on, and we were saying about how money's tight, you know, for poker players these days. And to actually think of a future without poker because of the community is very, very difficult. I mean, do you miss it when you're on your business trips?
Yeah, I try to incorporate poker into my companies too. I always do charity poker tournaments, or I just always try to have poker
involved. So you can keep all of it.
Yeah. And I'll try to go to cash games in whatever city I'm in. I just to like, you know, have at least something. It's kind of like my only real vacation time. So the poker community having less money now, obviously because of Full Tilt and some other situations, that's true. But the backers aren't going anywhere. So, you know, besides the, you know, maybe 50 to 80 backers that had, you know, 7 figures tied up on Full Tilt, there's really not a lot of backers that left. There were business guys, the majority of guys besides like Johnny Backs. There's really like most of the business guys are still backing people, and a lot of the high stakes players that do back people, they're doing a lot more than before because a lot more people need to get backed. And a lot of guys that shouldn't be backing are still doing it, even though they don't have the bankroll to do it. They're still staking people or buying chunks. Because I hear a lot of people, even in this 111K, that are buying like pretty big chunks of each other, you know, really putting a lot of the bankroll on the line for a one-off event that has well over 100 pros out of the 150 people entered. So, but the poker community is going to keep going. It's not going to go away, and there's always going to be millions of new people each year that are going to, even if it's micro stakes, $50, $200, $1,000, $500 a year, that all kind of filters up, is what we say. It all filters up to the high stakes, and it filters to the casinos and the rake as well.
I'm going to try and say this word right, and I always say it wrong. Philanthropy.
Yeah.
Something that's very important to you.
Yeah.
And of course, the one drop is fantastic for me in terms of gambling, because we get a bad rap around the world in some quarters, and
sure.
And last year the one drop created something like $6 million,
yeah,
towards a problem which we're all involved in with water, and it's doing the same again today. What are you involved in these days in terms of charity?
So I have my charity. We're the official charity for the World Series of Poker in Europe. Well, I can't be the official charity because of one drop, but every year for the last few years, we're the charity poker tournament for World Series of Poker Europe. We never do anything here in the States because one drop is such an amazing charity.
Yeah.
And I would never want to mess with Guy, and he's done such a great job. So my charity is called Model Citizen Fund, and we create backpacks for the homeless with 150 emergency supply items inside. The backpacks are only $100, and there's not one penny that goes to salary, overhead, marketing, expenses at all, because everybody that works for my charity works for me for other companies. So it's one of the only charities on the planet where $100 goes in, exactly $100 goes out, not a penny different. And that was important to me because I kept supporting a lot of other charities that I couldn't say the same thing for. I raised 6 figures for a charity, and I never saw the cause and effect afterwards. And I knew I couldn't cure cancer, and I can't cure AIDS, and I can't raise billions of dollars. I can only raise millions. And for me, I know if I raise a few million each year, the impact that I'll create at $100 a pop, these homeless people will get a backpack, and it'll help them have a fresh start. A few weeks for the food and drinks, plus sunglasses and a sleeping bag and a poncho and different items just to make them feel human again. So Model Citizen Fund is my passion project, and it's been great.
And how can people get involved in that if they want to donate?
That's modelcitizenfund.org, and I do a few charity poker tournaments a year. WSOP Europe, we do it every year. I'm doing one July 16th for the ESPY Awards. We're the official charity for that, for the gifting suites there. So yeah, each town that we go to, I'll do about 4 a year. But yeah, modelcitizenfund.org. And you can donate $10 or you can donate $10,000, doesn't matter. And you can also choose where you want it to go to. If you want to ship five backpacks to Chicago or to New Orleans to a disaster, you can actually ship it there, get the FedEx receipt, see exactly where it went. And like, it's one of those few charities you can track and see the cause and effect.
Great, great. So are we going to see you in Paris for the World Series of Poker Europe?
Yes, I'll be there.
Because it's changing venue from... I remember seeing you in Cannes, you know, as well. So
yes.
You're going to be in Paris, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go to that. That's my one vacation a year, actually, is the WSOP Europe. And I actually get to play some events. I played 2 years ago, but this last year I actually didn't get to play.
Yeah.
I flew in for the night.
I watched you 2 years ago. I think it was the Mixmax event. Did you get to the heads up?
I got fifth. Battled with Noah Schwartz for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's so good.
They're all so good when you get in those tournaments.
Yeah. But last year I actually flew in for the night, did the charity poker tournament that night, and then left at 6 in the morning to New York. Went from LA to London to Cannes to New York all in like...
Tough.
It was crazy, but I didn't want to not do the charity event, so...
Dan, thanks for your time. I know it's very precious, so I appreciate it very much.